just a reminder, I kind of feel, I don't know why I mentioned this, but there's no parking in front of the church.
Sorry.
But.
Have you looked up there? Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I'm just doing my due diligence here, so. That's it for general. Next topic, construction schedule. Piazza to submit schedule update number 9. That was as per the last meeting.
They did. Lombardo's the only one who commented on it. And I will assume that Tolk and J&M don't have any further comments.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And that's that.
That was for the NUP go-around comments?
Yes.
The update number 9 that's due at the end of this month, Nancy?
Well, technically, he sent it with the MEP.
The update,
comment,
right?
Sheet, so.
That was from Stewart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody got any?
And revision? 3-1?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to it.
I know. I just had a smart email sent.
Anybody got any comments on in regards to the construction schedule?
Does that schedule show wiring installed before roof is on?
Yes.
Does the baseline schedule show wiring installed after the roof was on?
I don't know.
It does.
The answer.
It shows, I believe it shows a start sometime in July. I'm not sure where that falls in as far as the sequence with the roof. But I believe that's when it showed.
Because we have an issue now, right? Because you're not supposed to install wire into your building's weather check.
Correct.
Do you have enough durations to hold off? Do you have enough time to hold off?
Well, again, reviewing the schedule from what I saw, the building is going to be enclosed sometime with the windows in November. Sometime October, November. So that's when it would be where we would start doing our roughing with the wiring, which would not be good.
We have another option. We spoke to the inspector, and he said that if the walls are up and we just put plastic over the windows, we can go ahead with the wiring without the PVC coating.
Okay.
Does that help?
When is that going to take place?
I don't know. That's a scheduling thing. I don't know.
And
roof is for when, Gus?
I have to double check that schedule.
I thought it was like June, July.
It's something like that. Correct.
Well, this happens on every job, and wiring's got to go in. The building's got to get enclosed. And there was always a tight schedule on this job, so I don't think we're really going to be looking at change orders for additional wiring.
Okay, then. Okay. I'll let Robert know, and we'll probably end up pulling off the job because we really don't have much more to do if we can't start doing that work.
Well, I mean, we need to go back to the baseline schedule because you guys had a way to do it, and if you needed to PVC coated wire to make the schedule originally, then you need it now too.
No, well, this was just brought up by the electrical inspector. It wasn't something that we were aware of. So, if
you weren't aware of the fact that you can't pull wire until
this, we've done it in the past, and this was just, you know, this was brought up to our attention by the electrical inspector. We'll go ahead and redo the schedule and put the rough in after the windows are enclosed, and then we'll see where the schedule lands. Unless somebody is willing to sign off on us installing the standard cable, and if he comes back out and says to remove it, we'll remove it.
We agree with the inspector that if the building is completely open, then it should be the PVC coated.
Okay.
However, if the walls are up and the windows are put plastic on them.
And the roof is on.
So maybe that's the the point we should look at to give Talt a date.
Now,
I mean, the schedule
are you guys responsible for putting closing it up temporarily like that? I don't know.
Every single floor?
Yes.
We just started framing the outside perimeter exterior walls. So, at the first floor. In March.
Could be a tarp over windows too. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be individual framing and poly. You know what I mean? You could use a tarp,
right.
Just to keep the rain out of it. It's just
which we need
just a thought. You know what I mean?
Or something like a roof.
So I would think with the original schedule that this job had, forget about the delays. The temporary window coverings had to be included. If the electrical code says you can't pull wire until it's enclosed, then some portion of the wire should have been figured as PVC coating. But I've heard this on like every job, so this is not new to me.
It's just new on this one.
Well, tell us when we could start.
Well, you guys have the schedule, right?
Well, we do have the schedule, so when are the temporary windows going to go in? Or the temporary closures?
Whatever this schedule has.
Well, I
don't have it in front of me.
I don't think you guys have for temporary closure.
Oh, the schedule has been around for
a
year
now. No, but I'm saying, do you guys have on the schedule temporary closings of the windows?
Why would I have to do that?
Because they're just saying that you're going to have to put plastic around the windows.
Not us.
Listen, this is getting blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I've already spoke to Kane as part of their, as we're sheathing the exterior. We may run our sheathing by the windows to enclose and keep rain from coming in. They're big, they're 8x8, they're big windows. So we may or may not do all of them, but some we might throw up plastic to stop the rain from blowing in.
Okay.
It's already been discussed in the field.
Yeah.
It was discussed with Kane, it wasn't discussed with us.
I didn't think I needed to discuss it with
Kane. Okay, well, we are installing the wires, right? Aren't we installing the wires?
This is new news, this is just now. Come on.
Okay, so
sorry.
I didn't know you guys throwing wires in the walls right now, but
no, it's for just in time. Come on. So they're discussing the wiring.
What's that?
They're discussing the wiring.
What?
So they're saying that they're not gonna go with the change order.
Fine. Come on.
So they're saying that they're gonna enclose the windows temporarily with plastic.
The whole building has to be enclosed.
Okay.
Before we put one stitch of wiring. And the roof has to be enclosed with the sides and everything. It's got to be 100% completely enclosed. And when is that going to be? 100%. I looked on the schedule, and it doesn't show the gym side to be the kitchen side to be done until they're going around in sections and they're raising it all at once. That's what the schedule said to me. And to me, it looked like it was like October. Well, whatever, August or something. You guys tell me what you want me to do. I'll do it. But you're talking about I'm going to have to get everything done at once. Frame, lighting, HVAC, power, data, security, fire alarm, PA, all done at once. And if we can't start until August, there's going to be escalation charge too.
How were you doing it before?
How was I doing it before? I would have started my framing. It's so delayed right now. I would have started my roof, my wire, as soon as the roof's on, like we always do.
So once the roof on, what's the schedule for the roof going on?
Girl.
Is it June, July? I think it's June, July. I'm going by memory.
June, July. But that's what would be normal. But now he wants the building completely enclosed. Because, listen, we went by task, okay? Our task is after the framing. That's what we did. Right, now the electrical inspector came because it's a high-profile job, and there's a lot of eyes on it, and I'm not putting a wire in because if somebody calls on me, I got to rip it up because it's a state code. Normally, they don't say anything, but on this job, it's the first job that ever happened to me.
Who's the inspector? Where did this guy come from?
Terry McPartland.
Is he from the city?
He's a state inspector.
State inspector?
Yes.
With SED, you don't need, the city...
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I want to.
So he has his electrical.
If somebody wants to sign off on it, I'd be more than welcome to start. But if somebody calls, it's a code, it's a state code, and it's gonna, you're gonna have to rip it out. Period.
Robert, just before you came in, we were talking about putting plastic over the windows. The inspector, we spoke to him.
That would be fine.
He will allow that.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, so that we're trying to work that in now and find out when you can get in.
The sheathing has to be done on 100% of the building. And then plastic on the windows. And what's that going to cost to put plastic on the windows? And I can get started right now. I can start today.
The GC is making provisions for temporary enclosures.
Okay, but I can start today and start instead of waiting until the summer. Or whenever that's going to be, the building going to be enclosed. I can start today. And I think it's a fair number. It's a good deal. Listen, if I hold up the job a month or so, think about what the delay claims are going to be from this primes. Think about what the delay claims are going to be. They won't be able to sheetrock until I'm done. And I got all my lead times from the original schedule. Hopefully nobody changed them. Because every time there was a schedule change, we said as long as we keep our original durations. I don't want to be a hard guy here. This is not me. This is the inspector. I never had a problem like this in 30 years. 30 years is the first time this happened to me.
Same person you always use?
Always use. He got calls from somebody. Somebody called him and put him on guard for it. Thank you. Normally, it's always been the code, but normally nobody ever comes around. But it is the code. It's the code, 100%.
Yep.
All right,
let's get the steel done.
Wait,
let's get the roof on.
You don't want me to proceed?
Because if
I don't proceed now and they fireproof, my change order is going to change.
Russ, it's going to go up. Not going to entertain the change order for a PVC code.
No problem. Listen, that's a fact right now. Don't tell me in a month that you want to accept the change order. Because it's the biggest mistake this job is making. It's not a lot of money.
Here's our
You're
problem.
Talking about $75,000 a floor.
It's a state code. What did the baseline schedule said when you bid this job and it had to be done in this short time frame? What does the baseline schedule says?
You guys asked me for durations and I gave them to you. It's okay. Not my job to slot them into the schedule.
Everybody agreed to a baseline schedule. If the baseline schedule says wire goes in before the building's enclosed, and it's a code requirement to use PVC coated wire, should have been included.
No, it does not. It's not a spec. It's not a spec, and it's not my job. The schedule, the original schedule, does not show what I'm supposed to put my wire in the building. It shows completion times for tasks, pretty much. What's supposed to be done in areas. I gave you my durations. The task went in after the framing, which is normally supposed to do it. I'm not supposed to coordinate the whole schedule and tell you when it's supposed to be.
But Savin facilitated a baseline schedule, and everybody agreed to it and signed off.
I signed off on my durations.
Durations.
It's not my job to put it where it's supposed to be.
I signed off on durations. If you take a look at the schedule, I specifically said durations only.
So how do we go to the joint school board and say we need $300,000 extra for wire?
Half a million,
whatever.
What's
it is.
Half a million?
Half a million. It's not half a million.
300.
It was $500,000.
No, I hope it was. All right, 500. No, it was $300,000. And the bulk of that.
I just don't. I'm not really looking forward to going there and say, oh, well, it should have been this, it should have been that. Now they want $300,000 for wire. That's not going to sell.
It's not me wanting it. I don't want the money. I'd rather use MC cable. It's so much easier to work with. And I would have had this. I would have had the first two floors framed. They would have been roughed out already. It would have been done. I would have been done. I got 12 guys here right now doing nothing. And to be honest with you, it's not right. It's not right. I should have 12 guys here in September. I got 12 guys here now in April doing nothing. And what you're saying, they're not going to be working until July. And to be honest with you, in July, I got 10 other schools going on. I'm not going to be able to have 12 guys here. I mean, I'm going to fulfill my contract, but my duration's got to stay the same.
Is there some middle ground between using this for a certain portion of it and not for the other portion?
I mean, if you want to do it you can do that. You can do that, but I can have the whole building. I can have the whole building framed for you by the time the roof goes on, and they can start sheetrocking. As soon as you enclose that building, I can have it done. It could push the schedule up probably a month, 3 weeks or a month, the way I'm doing it now. So take that into consideration, because you guys don't have me doing roughing or sheetrock. Now you can start sheetrocking and insulating, whatever you got to do, soon as the roof goes on. Soon as you're weather tight with your plastic, I'm done. I'm framed out. I got all my wires done. Instead of giving me my 60 days or those 30 days duration, 30 working days, whatever that is, comes out to like 40 weeks.
So is that for the whole job, including the community building?
That's per floor. That's per floor. Per floor on each level.
Including this community?
Nope. That's a whole other schedule. All other durations.
So $300,000 for fancy wire for just the academic.
Well, this building's all pipe, pretty much. Except for that. And by that time, oh no, you're kind of right. Because the basement, not a basement. Yeah, you're right. Not counting the basement. But that building, to be honest with you, it's not going to hold anybody up over there. By the time the roof's up, we can still work in the basement. That's not going to be an issue over there, I don't think. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't think there's that much.
Most of that's piping the slab. And piping in the ceiling and piping the slab. So that building's not really considered. This building here, if the city doesn't take that, or the school district, I think it's the biggest mistake of this project. But that's my opinion. And I've been doing this for a little bit of time now. Yeah. But I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, 298. I don't know why made me think it was $500,000. It might as well be $500,000.
Give my ideas.
Huh? Listen, that's all material. Look, go online and see what that wire goes.
Yeah, labor too.
Look, there's wire because you got to strip it more. It's harder to pull.
What's the impact of the other trades? Any of this?
Forget about it. Massive.
No, if we don't do it.
Massive.
Ceilings, flooring, baseboard truth, you know, right?
A lot of stuff.
It's massive. It delays the job at least 60 days, I bet you. At least. And then even 60 days of delay claim for the other contract, or the other trades, think about what they just paid for the 30 days or whatever it was. I don't know. I'm not going to say no more. I think I made my point and I spoke too much, but my recommendation is to strongly recommend you do it.
I think that we need the scheduler to weigh in on this.
I mean, if you want to break it down, you want to do 2-4, it's 150. Want to see how that goes? And then, you know, whatever, that's fine. But I think I could finish the whole building in a month. I could be done roughing it in a month and a half.
Okay, let's move on.
All right. Next topic, field coordination. Second floor slab on deck, that was already poured. MEP deck sleeve insulation for third floor is in progress. I don't know that Piazza gave access to the fourth floor yet. I don't think so. Do we have a date possibly when we're pouring concrete for third floor?
No, we gave access to the fourth floor.
Okay.
For sleeves and whatever else they have to put up there. Pouring third floor, we're going to do it the same as second in sections. I don't have a final date, hopefully towards the end of this coming week. End of next week.
You're not going to be able to pour, Mike, if it's cold. Just saying.
It's supposed to be 50s. Today, 42, 44 high.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
the rest of the week
I'm
is
just
all
saying
50s.
The last couple of days. I mean, yeah. 40, 50 degrees for good.
Yeah. Kane on site to begin framing layout of the basement. Kane's on site. They're framing away basement, and as Nancy stated, the framing on the first floor for the exterior. Waterproofing and backfilling a community building basement. Is the waterproofing is done?
The basement.
It is 90%.
Good enough. And backfilling's ongoing.
Yep.
So we're making progress there. KGD reviewed waterproofing at community building with Piazza where foundation walls intersect. KGD to advise how to properly waterproof. Did we take care of that?
Yeah. Fly to the
fire,
we're good to go.
Okay. Steel erection at community building to begin in 3 to 4 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago. So are we still on schedule for, that's like April 1st?
Question.
Probably push out another week or so.
Mid April?
A week from now?
No, from the 4 weeks.
No, from the first week of April after that.
So like 4:15 or so?
Yeah, around there. Yep.
Okay. Underground duct at community building to be installed once steel is complete. YPS met with City of Yonkers to review existing light pole and street crossing signal. Items can stay in place if Piazza is able to work around them. We agreed we're working around them.
Yeah, light pole's not a problem. Traffic signal, it's far enough out of the way. It'll be that monitoring tectonic.
Yeah, the robot thing. I can't see what thing. It's monitoring anymore because
that will have to be removed.
The structure's in the way. So.
Yeah, you can't see it.
How much longer do we need that in place?
If it's not working.
I mean, we got a report on Friday. I don't know what it's recording, honestly. So. I don't know who makes that decision.
It's going to be in our way soon.
Very soon.
I mean, if it's just a matter of me calling Tectonic and telling them to take it down, I can do that. Just someone's just got to give me the go ahead.
So it can't see what it's been observing.
I mean, the steel's gonna, once the steel is up completely at the cafe, I don't know what it's gonna be reading.
Right now it's reading the side of the building, right? But you can't see the building now.
It's probably getting little pieces of it.
Yeah.
It's not working. It's
yeah, not. Just ask them to remove it.
So we're no longer going to monitor that building?
Are you still doing optical? You're still doing
optical.
That's just optical.
That's all okay. That robot's yeah. doing.
Is yeah. Everything else is still in place. Right? Everything in the basement.
Vibration and yeah. The crack monitors are still there.
Yes.
Right, yeah. It's a little scratch up there.
It's never shown anything to me before, anyway.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. So everyone's okay. I'm gonna schedule Tectonic to take that down.
Yep.
All right. Installation of piping and hangers needs to be coordinated with fireproofing. That's an ongoing thing, so you're probably going to hear that come up quite a bit. BGA still working to get approval on the backflow preventer. How are we doing with that, Paul?
All good. We're going to use the pressure-reducing valve that's already in the contract to reduce the pressure coming in, and the 6-inch will accept the discharge at a lower pressure.
So are they sending something back to, his name?
Mike?
Yeah.
The filing engineer? Yes, I sent him all the information from DOH.
Okay.
He's going to refile it. Yep.
Who's he with, Black Hawk?
I think so.
Okay.
Sketch for electrical trough and basement to be finalized and will be issued to all that was issued and submitted to Submittal Exchange. Everyone got a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay. Talt's generator was delivered and installed. The piping of that is ongoing.
The fuel tank was too, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can I go back? Was the ASK7 uploaded to Submittal Exchange? I know it was emailed.
Which one was ASK7, Nancy?
That's the one for the wall bump out.
I'll check. I'm not sure I did. I'll check it.
Okay. And Lombardo's new fire service line has been inspected, completed, and backfilled. So that was completed. Field coordination, what do we got going on? Anything major in the next couple weeks? We got roughing going on from Lombardo, Talt's piping away, J&M's on site, Paul's on site.
Too cold.
Oh.
But they've been on site. Paul's on site, putting up CMU block in the basement. We got door frames going up. I guess the next big ticket item is probably the third floor deck. Anybody got anything with field coordination? All right. Coordination drawings. At the last meeting, each individual contractor was to upload final coordination drawings to Submittal Exchange. Did everybody do that? I did not. All right, so we got to make sure we get that done. Updated floor plans per coordination process has been emailed to all by KG&D on 213. KGD to upload to the submittal exchange as bulletin for each building.
Academic is on there.
Correct.
So we'll just be waiting for community?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Where are we with the kitchen duct shaft and the walls?
No meaningful update right now.
Okay.
I'm working with Rick at BGA.
Okay. Anybody got anything with the coordination drawings? Next topic, this is just a reminder, record documents and daily field reports. As per general condition, all contractors to submit daily field reports with the sign-in logs to submittal exchange. So everybody's been doing that, so thank you very much. Permit requirements. Just a reminder, everybody's got to give Savin the copies of their permits and all contractors to review their street container permits and renew if needed. Nancy, you sent an email out the other day about, was that for SiteWorks to renew a permit?
It was more of a reminder about the Van Cortlandt Park, especially since we're going to reopen that up next week with Con Ed. And then if the crane is moving over here, I'm sure something needs to be submitted for that at some point, although we have a little time now.
Road closure.
Sidewalk, yeah, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to jump back to field coordination real quick. We met with Con Ed last week, and I believe Con Ed's supposedly going to be coming out to do this Van Cortlandt Park work next week. I don't have an exact date. We were just told 2 weeks from last week, so that work's going to be happening soon. They're excavating and doing everything.
SiteWorks going to open up their trench. Then once everything's exposed, they're going to verify with Con Ed the elevations, exactly what needs to be moved. Con Ed's going to do their work. They're going to do what they got to do. And then once they're done, SiteWorks can finish their two pipes across Van Cortlandt. So hopefully it's as smooth as that.
Is this work starting next week?
Yes. I sent a bunch of emails out, and everybody confirmed it's good to go. So
I just don't think we have an exact day.
Right, but just a week of the 20th.
So yeah. All Con Ed needs is like 24 hours. The guy's been here all week, so we walk past him every day.
All SiteWorks work is ticket work from this point out.
Because to reopen it.
They've done this before.
Yep.
hand dig around the pipes, expose them,
yep,
and all that. And then
you have to put the pipe in and all that's contract.
The yes. Contractor or contract works or contract work. And Con Ed will probably do their opening up 25 feet each way,
yeah,
to lower their pipe. And then we'll do what we have to do in our trench to.
Is this the A team of Con Ed or the B team?
I don't know, this guy was pretty good, so hopefully it stays.
Seems like
that
the A team, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The B team will probably be right.
Can't
away.
Answer that.
All right, next topic, 2 week look ahead. Just a reminder, everyone to upload their 2 week look ahead to submittal exchange. I believe at the moment we're good for right now from everybody. Next topic, construction observation. At the last meeting regarding concrete remediation, Piazza was reminded that doorway SA1A at academic building will need to be overcut to provide proper concrete coverage around rebar. And KGD requested Piazza to confirm rebar coverage for Brookshill's column line 6. So I think we're still waiting on that.
It's still open, yes.
Okay. Submittals, we're still not 100%. If you guys need your submittal list, just email me and I'll get it over to you. Brian, I got a couple that's in your court. A couple masonry, some cell vent weeps.
Yeah, I know there's some interior ones as well.
It looks
and
like
metal panel is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Piazza. Their the stair calcs were. It looks like they were.
I have that markup. That'll be
yeah, right?
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be up okay. Soon.
How about the lighting and clock?
Yeah, that's up there. Yep, I got that right here. Yeah, it looks like BGA did their review.
Yeah, we
the,
haven't
done
our
the lights.
KGD review of the lights
yet. And that's pretty much it, Brian.
Can I go back to, not go back, but I guess it's next on the list here. Gus, are we still having an issue getting the roof insulation material? We haven't heard anything for a while. So
last spoke with the guy, he was getting
it's not
it.
An issue.
I'll call him again, but last time I spoke with the guy, he said that he was getting it.
Okay. Not an issue.
Okay. Next topic is RFIs. So from this list, the only RFIs that were still open are GC RFI 73, RFI 139, 161, and 163 were responded to. And it looks like we got a new RFI from J&M. That would be RFI 172.
It's related to the kitchen.
That's the kitchen.
Yeah. And then we have a couple new RFIs from Piazza. That's RFI 166 for hardware, 167 call ahead service, 173 special finishes, and 174 science casework countertops. Those were all about a week old, so fairly new.
What's 173?
173 special finishes, tables cannot get any darker.
That's something our team's been working with the
yeah.
casework guy. But
what? I mean, is this holding anything up, Gus?
It's been back and forth between your office and the millwork guy.
Yeah, they just gotta pick a different color.
Yeah. He just have. I think that's
the
end of it. Like they already went to the darker shade.
I think it's done
several
too.
Times,
we
and
just
they just have
to
change the color or change whatever.
Yep.
That's it.
And we'll answer it formally.
Okay. And then 167 is the call ahead, and 66 was the one with the hardware. We talked about Brian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I gotta organize it.
Who's handling that, Becker or Lee?
Door hardware.
It's
a door hardware RFI. It
should be probably Becker.
Okay.
Figure that, streamline it.
So if there's any hiccups with that,
yeah.
You need to come to me, John.
Yeah, call
okay.
us right away.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe here's your answer.
Okay.
All right. Next topic is new items. At the last meeting, Lombardo to send proposal for Bulletin 8. I think that was the only proposal we were waiting on. KG&D stated overall cost per square foot is very high and requesting all contractors to revisit their proposals and revise where possible. Talt still to provide as-builts for all in-slab conduits. Talt inquiring when Con Ed will be on site to set new pole and inspect manhole. We'll talk to advise if any assistance is needed. Was that taken care of?
They did come out here, but I still don't have the information that I was looking for.
You mean?
Setting the pole and...
Yeah, we saw him
and
this week for something else, and he's mentioned he was having a hard time getting a hold of the pole guy. So.
The pole guy?
Yeah.
A team or B team?
It must be the C team.
And also, I requested for the transformers, and he's the
well,
one
it's, I think it's all together, yeah. I mean, we have his information. It's no longer Patrick. It's someone
mm-hmm.
got James now,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out here 3 times already, so.
That's good.
He's reachable, which is good. Yes.
Piazza received their hold harmless agreement and was accepted. And YPS to follow up with City of Yonkers regarding proposed drainage for 12 Radford.
I think we have a sketch out on that, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sidewalks has had it, and they're supposed to price it out.
Yeah, I think we're just waiting for
then.
We're just waiting for proposal from Piazza. meeting is March 29th. I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so.
Still be done, students.
Academic.
We lost 2 days this week.
Chris Lombardo, you got anything?
Yeah, the underground in the kitchen, underground in the community, and when I can do the tap in for the main water.
Underground where?
And the kitchen area, academic building. If I can have maybe like a roughly day when I can get in there.
Well,
same thing for the main water.
Steel at the kitchen. And that should follow right after, right? Ish?
Yeah, they know this. They know their answer already.
I mean, I don't think that sequence has changed.
No, not since yesterday, since they texted me and I answered them and told them, so. Same as your text from yesterday.
So you're looking at about 2 weeks before you can get over there.
Very possible.
Two weeks from now, from today.
Very about. Possible. You'll be notified when you're
and,
safe.
What we took this morning, the underground here for the community, that little area right next to the storm line.
Yeah.
Can we do that Friday, Monday?
Friday, Monday-ish, as soon as they... J&M's getting in there with his little bit of dark work. I coordinated that with Greg this morning. His first little piece,
yeah.
The first start of that duct work. We're going to supply the gravel underneath it, set that in there, backfill that first portion. Then you go, and then Tolt will finish his last couple.
So he's coming tomorrow with that?
Greg said he was. I confirmed
you
the gravel
it,
would
so
be in the hole today.
To.
I confirmed gravel would be in the hole today, and he said.
Using pea gravel?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
So let's say.
We have it on site.
So the same Monday for me to probably do that underground?
Yeah, the weather's going to be beautiful the next couple of
days. Yeah. So then the 2 weeks apply for the kitchen, and of course that I can get the city to expose that area in the city, bring the valve, and also connect the main water, right?
Like you said, it's tentatively 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You could confirm it in a week. Maybe you have a better date. Maybe you have a worse date. I don't know.
Did they finally get the valve they were waiting for?
Yeah, they got everything.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
We'll keep you updated.
We'll figure a couple weeks.
And it's only like a date for like roof. Everything has to be completed at once. Like the roof guy, how he's gonna do it? He's gonna do like community, like the L, like the same way we're doing the steel, or all the digging, everything has to be in place for the guy to come with the material and all.
Oh, of course, everyone wants everything at one shot, but he's gonna do what he's told to do, and he's gonna do it as soon as I finish decking to a certain portion. We're gonna get the columns, little columns in place, and my framer's gonna go up there and do their little wing walls, their parapet walls, and then he'll be on site. And he's gonna should follow right behind them. Saying a date, or is that what you asked for? A date or when? To be determined. I'll let you know. Shouldn't be too much longer. Hopefully, next couple, 2-3 weeks.
Mike, don't you have meetings with the primes here? Or is this the only one? Do you have like a weekly meeting?
No, we all the foremans were out in the field. We all talk. We all know what each other's doing.
Okay.
So this is like, so, I think the way he's asking it is so everyone around here can hear what we talk about on a daily basis.
Okay.
So all these answers have been answered again, but it's just information. It's a nice way about going about it.
Okay.
So everyone can know. But that's what's happening, yes.
Chris, you got anything else?
I guess not.
All right.
Gus? You got enough work, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Gus, you got anything?
No, I'm good. Quite enough with work. That's why I need all these things.
Fran, you got anything?
No, thank you.
Mike?
I think I'm okay. Thanks.
Russ?
I'm good, thank you.
Michael?
No.
John? Other John? Either John?
No.
All right. Nancy? Jim?
Bulletin 5.
Where is it?
I've never seen it. I've asked about it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I know. I've
some revised mechanical, I believe electrical. If we're going to need that equipment, we're going to have to buy it. It's going to take a while to get.
So you submitted a proposal based on bullet 5 and you don't have a response. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
I thought we were assuring that.
And I believe that was about 6 months ago. Could be.
Was that?
Less.
This is the elevator substitution.
Yeah.
They have extra costs for the substituted elevator.
They have extra costs for the substituted elevator.
Yeah.
So the elevator that was in your spec, did it need these changes?
Didn't need these things.
You're certain of
that? We're certain of that.
Okay, I'll discuss what you said. Okay. I don't believe that's true, so I'll discuss what you said.
But we need to resolve it, that's right.
Sure. We need a lot of things resolved, but that's a long story.
Jim, you got anything else?
Yeah,
that's it.
Thank you, sir. Nick, you got anything?
No.
Paul?
All good.
Brian?
Talt, I saw a change order for like $5,000 to do something to these basement doors.
Yeah.
Can you explain what it is you're going to be doing for that $5,000?
We're going to be installing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then, so I want to understand why that's not, why it's different than like the door prep that we bought from Piazza. So what is it that you'll be doing for this $5,000?
Well, we were asked to install, to put in a box near the door strikes and bring up a pathway for the wires to come down to that box. And then we're going to be installing a box above the door, which on the drawings it showed the box to be in the door frame. So we're going to be putting in the box above the door and also bringing in a pathway for the wires to go into the corridor. Or to an accessible ceiling.
That work sounds to me a lot like the prep that's described in the hardware specification.
Okay, we don't do the hardware.
No, I know. Okay. So I'm wondering why.
I haven't seen data.
I'm just wondering why this is.
Sounds like you guys need to look at it.
We've looked at it. We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
You don't own it?
No. What we owned, we were giving you the security hardware, per se, the electronic transfers, etc. Those all have mud guards and boxes as per the specifications, mm-hmm. So that's covered. As for a conduit to be attached to that mud box and run up into the ceiling, my hardware guy is not doing that work. He's not providing a chase for a conduit. He provided.
But your hardware guy has the wire from the frame to,
yes,
above. We provide the wire. We have the wire. Yes, it's
right.
It's all inside for every door.
The issue is the 9 door frames that are in masonry. That's the issue.
Doesn't have any conduits.
So someone has to put it in, for later someone to put in. I'm assuming Kane's doing the hardware, so he's going to install those wires later on.
I highly doubt he's going to install those wires. I thought that was from your security contractor.
No, all the stuff that comes with your hardware, you guys install. The door contacts, that's all the security people. But the pathway from A to B, no one thinks is part of their contract. So I asked Talt to give us a change order.
The wire
we have on site already. It's in the.
So,
it's part
your
of the,
your change orders for the hard part.
The change orders to give them the pathway to get to the door frame.
Correct.
And that's embedded in the block.
Yes.
It's going to be embedded in the block. Yes.
Everything's filled solid, you know, around the door frames. Door frames are grouted in solid.
Yep, got it.
Yep. So the door contacts for the security vendor. Those are not part of our scope. That's part of the security.
Correct.
So that. Half that $5,000 or whatever you guys are charging, I mean, but what are you providing for him? Did he come out here and say, yes, I need a little sleeve from here to here for his contacts?
Well, he came out here on, Monday. He was going to get back to us, and I saw his email, and yes, late last night, that he doesn't have any recommendations on how to do that. My recommendation was, well, just put the exposed box inside the room, since they're all mechanical rooms and all in the basement. And he's like, well, it's a new building. I don't think they want anything exposed. No. So he didn't offer any way to do it. And that was my response. And I was like, okay, well, thanks for commenting.
If the door is prepped for a contact,
it's not.
Sensor, you don't know that. If our wood door is prepped to receive the other eye.
But the frame isn't. Is that where the door contact goes?
Yes. Yeah, it goes
frame?
In the frame.
So if the frame is filled solid with mortar, how do you
so
get
that
it in
if,
there?
So that if the door wasn't coordinated with the security, if the door is not, doesn't have a chase way for a wire to go through in the door.
Right.
So we're screwed all around.
Right.
A piece of styrofoam usually go in the door, Mike?
Well, that's for certain, like a hinge, you know, so
right.
you don't screw into it, a closure,
right.
so you don't screw into solid
it's
concrete.
Wires.
Yeah, you put a void there,
but
so it doesn't
this
get.
Is like for running a chase. If the styrofoam's there, you can't get the wire through the styrofoam.
And then at the double doors, you have two.
Two.
That
so
at
we
some
might
point
need even more conduit for the security guys.
No,
we're
I think
to?
He's
no,
figured that.
We figured that,
price.
And we also figured on drilling the door frames.
Does that answer your question, Brian?
I think so.
Okay.
Brian, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Jose, you got anything?
Russ, so I know that the change order for the wire is a big number, but. I'll talk to Robert and we'll go ahead and take off the overhead and profit if it helps any.
Do whatever you can. It's a messy issue because
mm-hmm. I agree.
Because we all know it's a code requirement. And I think the schedule, when you look at it, would have always shown wire needing to go in at this point. So I'm not trying to cheat anybody. I'm just trying to, how do we explain this?
Okay.
You know, it's hard.
I'll,
because if the answer is it's a code requirement, the inspector usually doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's a tough one when you're talking about this kind of money. And in my experience, Jose, I've had this job come up on this issue come up on pretty much every major project like this for the last 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always you argue about putting plastic over the windows, and then you pull the wire. But this man's going to put plastic over the windows or sheathing.
Can you also give us backup on it?
Yeah,
show us what, how much the regular cable is, how much the other one is. You know, you should show us the quotes. You just give us a price of $300,000.
Well, his proposal doesn't say is that that's the cost difference from one
wire to
the other.
We should see it.
We should see it. I could do that.
Okay, and then how did you come up with the labor when we already bought labor? So, to be honest with you, not personal, but when I looked at it. And I'm not the one going to be making the decision, but when I looked at it, I said, "You're double dipping me. It should be just a mark. It should be just an upcharge in material."
No, I understand. The problem
you know
is
what
that
I mean? That's how I would look at it.
It's more difficult to install this wire.
So, but you got to show us how you got to that because
seems like. And from Nancy, we need Reverso to look at this issue.
Mm-hmm.
On the baseline schedule,
the wiring,
and
on
the
right
schedule,
that was
really common.
Because
this is,
yeah, they used to
write
that
way. The regular standard is 94 cents a foot, and this other one is 209 a foot. So,
difference.
Yeah. But I'll could show that.
Have you ever spec PVC wiring, John? Okay.
Is there
anything else? We should.
If you're going to do a new building, if you're doing enclosed building, who cares? You know what I mean? Some renovation. But if you're going to do a new building, it might be a good idea. Just a thought.
You want every job to have an extra $250,000 worth of wiring, even if it doesn't need it?
It wouldn't cost $250,000 if it was part of it. It would be a competitive bid.
All right, what are you saying?
He's going to give you a fair and reasonable price. We're not going to take any premium pricing, but
so I could go ahead and work on the numbers some more if it's all something right. that they might be looking to entertain.
Well, I'm going to say yes or no, but in order to evaluate it, more detailed proposal would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you include the community wing too, like separately, so we don't have to come back and do this again? As a separate.
You said you didn't need it.
Yeah, that's what
they
said.
But then they were sort of
Let me talk to him, and maybe we could somehow work around that, or if it's not needed.
Okay.
Right? But I'll keep that in mind when I revisit this.
Painful enough one time.
And just to piggyback on Jim's comment about Bulletin 5, we're also on there for Bulletin 5.
Anything else, Jose?
No.
The only thing I got is just to remind everybody, no smoking on site. And
parking in front of the church.
No parking in front of the church. And please clean up after yourselves daily. The job site is in a trash dump. And Piazza is not responsible for picking up after.
Next, they're going to be saying, don't park in the church.
Thank you. Have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you, Chris. You too.